Hi everyone, welcome to another podcast from Teacher Joseph. We're going to go through the headlines of the newspapers today. I think you can imagine what the main story is. Yes, all about the Keir Starmer, because an opposing force has appeared, and this is Andy Burnham, a politician from the northern part of the UK. He's always been very vocal in politics, particularly around some of the policies he doesn't like. Well, he's promised that he's going to try to topple, that just means push over, Sir Keir Starmer. But it's not quite so easy, because currently he's not in Parliament, so he has to win an election first. So that's the headline from The Guardian today. The Independent, leading with something very similar, Burnham makes his move to take on the Prime Minister. So, of course, the phrasal verb there, to take on, which simply means to fight as your opponent. The Daily Mirror, a bit more cynical, it has them all lined up in the front page, and it says, "And so it begins." Yes, because we've seen all of this before. The Daily Star, the headline is Crash and Burnham, which of course is playing with words, a car crash, which may leave someone burnt, but also it's making reference here, of course, to Andy Burnham. That's his surname, and Crash referring to the Prime Minister, presumably. The Daily Record, again, very supportive of Andy Burnham, simply says, "That's Andy." Yeah, Andy, of course, is known here in the UK for being a champion of the poor, in that he comes from a very poor part of the UK, up in Manchester, and he's very vocal with what he says. Right, so what else is in the headlines today? Well, Britain has just returned a number of artifacts to Ethiopia. One of our army museums has handed over some ancient relics which were stolen during colonial times. So that's something, isn't it? But most of the media is dominated by politics. Here's another headline from The Guardian. Nigel Farage paid £1.4 million cash for his home after he received a £5 million gift. And he's currently being investigated by our Parliament. They have very strict rules about what you have to declare. Another person who's coming out and saying they're going to potentially challenge Sir Keir Starmer is one of his old deputies. Her name is Angela Rayner. She had a tax problem that's now been fixed. She's very proudly saying that her problem with tax is fine and her reputation has been restored. Another headline today, torture victims at risk from change because of rules on deportation. That looks like it's another big headline today. And the Metropolitan Police, the head of the police, is now saying that London is not a safe place for Jewish people, which is a very sad headline indeed. Right, what else do we have here? The Independent has a piece on another potential candidate for opposing Keir Starmer officially and starting a leadership campaign, and that is Wes Streeting, who was until yesterday our health secretary. And of course, if he did become Prime Minister, he would be our very first gay Prime Minister. And that's important to say, because this Sunday is the International Day Against Homophobia. The Independent is also leading with a story about an Amazon delivery driver who stole a family cat from its doorstep, and he's been spared jail. He has said he's very sorry and pointed out he didn't steal the cat, he just took it, which is a little bit of a strange thing to say. I'm just trying to see here if the cat was found well. It was a rescue cat, apparently. It caused an amount of distress to the family. He apparently dropped off a parcel, stared at the cat for quite some time. Then on social media, the missing cat went viral because they had a video doorbell, which clearly shows the Amazon man taking it. So once it all came to light, the man tried to return the cat. He sent a message saying, "Hello, I have your cat. Please text me your address. I tried to give the cat back, but I forget the place I took it from." So then he was arrested, of course, and he's been spared jail. It's a very interesting story, but I don't know why that story goes before the one that says Britain backs plans to make it easier to deport migrants. I mean, I have a cat, I love cats, but it's a bit strange the priorities we have these days. It says here, this is another story from The Independent, the UK has joined EU ministers in a pledge to make it easier to deport foreign nationals as Europe tackles the problem of illegal migration. It's a very difficult thing, of course, to try to fix. So that's another thing that's going on right now. Generally speaking, this idea of Keir Starmer losing power, it's being referred to as Starmageddon, which is very funny. And what else do we have here in the news? King Charles is being called a genuine friend of the Jewish community as he visited Golders Green to offer a show of support after the terrible events last month. An imam, that's an Islamic cleric, the leader of one of the mosques here in the UK, has been jailed after sexually assaulting women and girls. Let's see, what else do we have? Birds, which have been absent for decades, have returned to Cornwall. And again, farther down the list of priorities, a smaller story here says that there's a meningitis outbreak in Reading, which leaves one student dead. It looks rather serious. It says here, a student has died and two other young people are receiving treatment following a meningitis outbreak in Reading. But there's no threat to the wider public. Antibiotics have been offered as a precautionary measure, but the government have reassured the public that the risk remains very low. Very worrying, isn't it? So those are some of the news headlines, ranging from our leadership challenge to the Prime Minister, a missing cat, and some other more alarming headlines relating to the UK, such as the Metropolitan Police Chief saying that Jewish people are no longer safe in London. So all very worrying. But those are the news headlines for today. I'll be back again soon. This is Joseph McTaggart. I hope you've enjoyed this. See you. Bye.